Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Last night was Roadblock, end of the line. It was the end of the line for a few things. The Charlotte versus Sasha feud, it's the end of the line. They've claimed no more rematches. We'll see if they can hang on until the Royal Rumble without doing a rematch with those two girls, or some sort of tag match or something like that. But it was the end of the line for that feud. Charlotte is your new women's champion. She won the Iron Man match clean via submission. Twice, actually. She got a submission to keep Sasha Banks from winning. They went into an overtime period. She got another submission. Sasha Banks lost the title. Could not have been booked worse if you're a fan of Sasha Banks. She came out of this looking like such a geek. Did total backwards booking. But hey, Charlotte, the top heel in the women's division, is a valiant fighting champion who will never give up and always wins in the face of defeat. Kevin Owens is still the Universal Champion. He beat Roman Reigns via DQ, and yes, shockingly, Chris Jericho ran in and basically gave Kevin Owens a code breaker. So Kevin Owens won via disqualification. And then Jericho hugged Kevin Owens and revealed, it's been a ruse from day one. I think the storyline is that supposedly Kevin Owens didn't know it was a ruse. Chris Jericho didn't tell him and then helped him out there at the end. There are a couple of ways they can go, including Chris Jericho actually still being angry at Kevin Owens, but he wanted him to be champion so he could beat him and win the belt. I guess we'll find out where they're going tonight. We'll talk about all of the matches on the show and take your phone calls, emails, and text messages as well, plus a Raw preview and more news. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now, 800-428-1570.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Electricity.
Hey, it's me, Electricity, so I'll keep this short. Get it? Never mind. Anyway, I just want to make sure you're not, like, still mad at me about that electrical fire in your kitchen. I mean, obviously you're not, but I'm just checking to make sure. It's no big deal if you are. It's not like you're asking me to pay for the damage. Right?
Electricity won't pay for an electrical fire. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. It is the day after Roadblock Into the Line. Raw is tonight. Maybe we'll do the always entertaining Raw 5-point preview later on. We're looking for your feedback on Roadblock. You can give us a call toll-free, 844-411-5411. You can send your text messages to 425-780-7566. Already got a lot of feedback, which is kind of surprising because I didn't think anybody watched this show. Not a lot of... What's so funny about that?
No, nothing. I'm actually surprised anybody watched it, too.
If there ever was a show that you wait until all the family comes over and then you go into your man cave and just watch it a week later... This was the show. There were some notable things, not the least of which was Charlotte did win back the women's title, which I think pretty much everybody expected since Charlotte always wins on pay-per-view. I tried to tell everybody, including Mike, that. Nobody wanted to listen. Charlotte is your champion again. Sasha Banks likely now moving on to a feud with the returning Emelina, so she's moving up in the world. Charlotte probably going with Bayley. Rich Swann retained the title over Brian Kendrick and TJ Perkins.
The outlandish Rich Swann.
The outlandish Rich Swann. And on commentary for the show, Tim here wants us to make sure we mention this. He says, no one is talking about this, but Austin Aries outright said last night he will be added to the Cruiserweight division. During Swann's entrance, Aries said, I'm happy he has a Cruiserweight champion until I decide I'm ready to take that championship away from him. Everyone has overlooked this line. I think they all overlooked it because the moment he showed up on 205 Live, I think everybody figured out he's now a Cruiserweight. Mm-hmm. And in fact, when he comes back, which won't be for a while, he will be wrestling in the Cruiserweight division. Mm-hmm. Sami Zayn did in fact beat Braun Strowman by not dying for 10 minutes. So he was rewarded the win and they played his music. And yes, the first available opportunity, the New Day lost the tag team titles to Cesaro and Sheamus. And you know what? Thank God. This was the best match on the show, first off. The finish was great. The tag team champions were outsmarted. Cesaro pretended like he got a tag, but he didn't. And Kofi fell for it. Kofi tried to cover him. And then Sheamus, who was the legal man, rushed in and pinned Kofi. So there are new... tag team champions, they took the belts off them the moment they could. Cesaro and Sheamus are champions. And I would like to add, throughout the match, the New Day did everything they could to cheat their way to victory. Because they're going to be turning heel before the Royal Rumble.
When before the Royal Rumble?
Who knows? But you know what? I thought of another easy way to do this.
Okay.
So, there's three guys. Mm-hmm. The easiest thing to do is they do a rematch tonight, and Kofi takes the fall again, and Big E and Xavier Woods beat the ever-loving hell out of him for failing twice, and they're heels, and Kofi is a babyface.
Oh, boy, that's going to do wonders for Kofi Kingston in his singles career, isn't it?
Hey, it might. Who knows?
I do. It won't.
Wow.
Because, really, two
is a star.
See,
Mike's
there.
In a mood today already.
No, seriously, I'm in a good mood, actually. I mean, I didn't have to pay... premium prices for that show last night, which was remember back in the day when Raw used to be 2 hours and they would have a 3-hour Raw, and if they had one that was any good, I bet you it would look like last night's show, because last night was like a really good 3-hour Raw where lots of exciting things happened and big things occurred, sort of. In today's day, it was just basically another 3-hour Raw. And that tag match was great. And I was a little bit wrong in saying that they're going to pull it off of New Day way too fast and give it to a team that doesn't deserve it, because Cesaro and Sheamus deserve it. On paper, they don't, in the fact that they've lost to the New Day like everybody else has a million times, and they've gotten a million shots, and they failed over and over and over again. But last night, they were great, and that match was great, and it's going to end with these two splitting up and fighting each other at some point. But they've got a good thing right now in them. Let's see if they have enough teams to keep them going for a while. Why break up the New Day so quickly? I have no idea why you're pushing this so much. I can see them being heels, absolutely.
Because it's been the same act for 2.5 straight years.
They have beaten a lot of things into the ground over the last 2.5 years, including Roman Reigns. If you're going to do something with an act and shift it to the heel side, it should probably be that guy and not the merchandise-selling New Day, but call me crazy
okay,
there.
Okay, I'll ask you a question. Since you're so against this idea of the New Day turning heel. So we've watched them. You just said they have beaten everybody over and over and over again. So now they've lost the tag team titles. What are we going to do with the New Day now as Booker Mike? They're still baby faces. Mm-hmm. Are they just going to keep wrestling the same teams over and over again?
What would they be doing? So what's that difference in what they're doing now?
Well, a whole new set of babyface teams if they turn heel. Otherwise,
who,
they're
going to
face
Enzo and Cass?
Sure.
And?
Enzo and Cass.
So you're going to do damage to the amount of merchandise you would sell because you want them to face Enzo and Cass.
No, I'm doing it because I'm sick of seeing them face the same heel teams over and over
again. Then you can do that for the entire roster then. Why would you screw up one thing that you actually have going for you? Look, I'll be the first to admit, it is very long in seeing them go out there and have these 20-minute promos and all sorts of things, but you can tweak the act without having them turn heel for absolutely no reason whatsoever other than, well, it's stale. Well, everything they do is stale, so what does it matter?
All right, fine. I will vote they don't turn heel, and by the Royal Rumble, you will be begging me to allow them to turn heel because you will be sick of seeing it every single week again. Yeah, I've got a great idea. Let's do the New Day against Cesaro and Sheamus for 6 weeks, over and over and over again.
We've had that.
I know. I'm sick of it. That's my point. Let's
then get
do
new
something
teams.
New.
Then get new teams. Get new writers. Get new eyes. Get new ideas. Get new. Why screw up the one thing that you have? That is John Cena mentality of,
well,
we should turn John Cena heel.
Well, because,
why?
Because we have the option. We can either turn them heel, or we can get new writers, which they're not going to do, and get new teams, which I don't know where they're going to come from. The easiest solution is switch them.
Yes, and you're going to go die on that hill faster than a Roman Reigns, you know, switching him to heel.
How much is our bet that they'll be heel by Royal Rumble?
We don't have one.
Okay, let's make one. How much you want to bet they're heel by Royal Rumble?
Why?
Because I'm telling you that's what they're going
to
do.
Okay, great. It's a
phones.
Stupid idea.
You're on the air. What's going
on? It's a stupid idea.
Hi, this is Sam from Chicago.
Yes, Sam.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the announcing from last night's show. More specifically, I wanted to bring up a point that you brought up on last night's Brian and Vinny show, available only for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com.
Look at this guy.
You said that at one point you saw that there was one of the foreign announced teams, and you said, well, I don't know what they're talking about, but they just seem so animated and excited.
Yeah.
And, you know, if there's a surefire way to take me out of the product is, it's Michael Cole sounding extremely bored with what's going on in the ring. And when I watch the CML shows on Friday and I hear these announcers that I only understand about at the most 10% of what they're saying, based on my high school Spanish from years ago, and I still enjoy it 10 times more. It puts me way more into the match.
Well, listen, my friend.
Way more into the product.
Listen.
And it's just,
I haven't tried this yet.
The crowd and the announcers being bored, it just really took me out of the whole thing, and it's going to continue to take me out of the product.
Okay, listen. I haven't tried this yet, but after talking about that last night, I was informed that you can go on the WWE Network and switch the commentary. I don't know exactly how to do it. I didn't even bother trying. But apparently, if you wanted to, you could go in there and listen to the French commentators instead of the Americans or whichever announced team it was. It was so excited last night. Maybe you should give that a try. I actually may try that for the next show.
You know, that's not a half bad idea. And you know what? For the next thing I watch on the network, the next live pay-per-view, I think I'm going to give that a try. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Thank you very much for the call. Okay, everybody, I did not go up and try it, so I'm sure somebody can do it right now. Just find out how to listen to the alternate commentary on the WWE Network, and I'll tell the world how to do it here, and we'll solve this announcer problem. We just won't listen to them anymore. To the phones, I know we're up against a break, but go ahead, you're on the air. Hello? Look at that. Give me a break.
They wanted more time.
All right, well, you're out of here, buddy. We'll get the next guy when we come back from the break. If you want to give us a call, 844-411-5411. Text messages 425-780-7566. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Laura here says, for somebody who speaks Spanish, the Spanish announce team is a million times better than the English team. I'm sure. My question is, for somebody who speaks English, is the Spanish team a million times better than the English
yes,
team?
Yes, of course they are. Of course they are.
Try this phone again. You're on the air. What's going on?
It's Kenny from Gallatin, Tennessee.
Kenny.
Hey guys, how's it going?
You've returned.
Hey,
Hi, Kenny.
Yes, right. Hey, Mike, how's it going? Hey, I got to talk a little bit about Roadblock. I think it was sort of a mixed bag. I pretty much knew what the results were going to be for each of the matches. I think the one big surprise I noticed out of the bat was the Neville turn. I thought that was a long time coming. I didn't know if you guys liked it or not, but I thought it was great. I thought it would, if anything, help elevate the cruiserweight division to, you know, at least a more competitive level. Now it looks like he's going to be in it full time.
Yes.
Yeah, I did like it. And,
except all his merch money's out the window, but
possibly. But I'm hoping maybe he'll sell some because all of a sudden we'll have Tozawa and Metalik drop out of the sky, and all those three can go at it and have amazing matches, and maybe try to breathe some life into a division that is certainly on life support right now, with the exception of everyone's favorite Jack Gallagher.
Mm-hmm. And also, I want to get your thoughts on Seth Rollins calling out Triple H. Do you think, is the plan for them still to fight in the Royal Rumble or WrestleMania?
My thoughts on Seth Rollins calling out Triple H, he did that months ago. It's an ongoing storyline.
Yeah, but ongoing storyline, yeah.
It's either going to be Royal Rumble or WrestleMania. It may even be Royal Rumble so they can do a Shield reunion and everyone can boo them at WrestleMania.
Again?
What do you mean again?
Wow.
When's the last time they did a Shield reunion at WrestleMania? Never.
Hey, it's better than having Roman in the main event.
What about Survivor Series? I mean, that was pretty good. I mean,
I'm talking as a match, dude. Like, it's The Shield versus the Wyatts, for example.
New Day.
Oh, yeah.
Or The New Day.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Hey, how about that? The New Day. Thanks, Kenny. New Day turns heel, and they feud with a babyface Shield. There you go.
I hope they can be broken,
too. You're thinking on my level. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What'd you think of the roadblock?
I thought it was pretty good, Brian, myself.
Excellent. What'd you think of that women's match?
I'm going to tell you that right now. We're going to have to disagree on something right here.
Oh, I can't wait.
It was better than the tag team match.
No, give me a break, Jim.
It was.
Give me a break.
Listen, Jim,
let me say something.
With my tweet.
Listen, Jim.
I did?
Listen, Jim. I will grant you that the girls worked very, very hard.
They did.
And maybe their actual performance was better than the performance of everybody together in the tag team match. Maybe. Mm-hmm. But there's no way that the story of the women's match was better than the story of the tag team match, because the tag team match had a great story and the women's match had a horrible story. So that's why I say the tag team match was the best match.
Well, we'll have to agree to disagree on that one then.
Jim.
Yeah.
You're trying to tell me that Sasha didn't come out of this match looking like such a geek?
I know she had a busted nose on Anna.
I know, but hold on. Let's look at the end of this match. Sasha is ahead by one. It's 2-1.
Mm-hmm.
She's been stuck in the figure four for, like, it seemed like a full minute. She's staring at the clock the entire time. Mm-hmm. All she has to do is hold on 2 seconds, and she wins. And she taps out with 2 seconds left. Could you look like a weaker babyface? And listen, I saw all sorts of arguments from people on Twitter saying, Brian, if this were mixed martial arts, you can't hold on to a submission. You know that. If you get put in the submission, you either tap or your leg breaks. You know what? Those people are right. But you also want to know what? This is not mixed martial arts. It's pro wrestling.
Uh-huh.
And in pro wrestling, people, babyfaces, hang out in holds for a long, long time, and they can hold out for 2 more seconds. All they would have had to do was have Charlotte ahead by one. Charlotte is caught in the bank statement. All the heel has to do is hold on for 2 seconds, and they win. But instead, Sasha refuses to release the hold, and Charlotte taps out with 2 seconds left like a coward, and it's tied up going in overtime. Why in the world they couldn't do that instead of the other way around, I have no idea.
I don't know either, but that's the way it was put. But I still say it was the best match.
All right. What else did you think?
One other thing. I was watching New Japan this weekend, and I probably know your answer, but I'm going to put it out there anyway. Jim Ross was making the comment about how good it was because they they allow belts to change hands under disqualifications and countouts in New Japan. Would that work in American promotions, say like WWE or TNA?
Of course. I mean, it would probably make for a better product because there really is nothing worse than, let's see how long this match was, 23-minute main event on a WWE show, and the finish is a DQ, and the title does not change hands on a DQ. It's just lame.
It is.
And it's a rule. Jim, I want to thank you very much for the call. It's a rule that dates back to the 30s.
NWA rule book.
There were 30s. This was before there was an NWA.
There was an association, wasn't there? Who knows? But go ahead.
This is the one that
Lincoln wrote,
the
right?
National Wrestling Association. There was grave concern that, in fact, it actually happened where one guy bit himself. He showed the referee.
Henri Deglane?
Yeah, the teeth marks. And the referee disqualified the other guy, and he stole the world title. It was a shoot.
An actual Olympian did this,
he
by the way.
He stole the title. So,
from
that point on, it was the title cannot change hands via DQ. It must be a pinfall or a submission.
Now,
this is from the 30s. It's 2016.
It is, and I know, and I don't think that Jim Ross is correct in that. I'd have to double check, but here's the thing. Even if that's the case with New Japan, titles aren't changing hands that way anyway. So don't worry about that there. That's not a thing that they do. But we talked about this, I think, before. You know, you can use that and have it work to your advantage, and you were able to do that and have it be effective when you had a traveling world champion who had to go to different places, and you needed an excuse to get him out of matches and out of victories and continue feuds that had nothing to do with the champion once that champion left town, and you could do that with that type of finish. We saw it in the 80s do real damage to Ric Flair. Now, everybody... A lot of people will discount that and forget about the aspects of that part of Ric Flair's game because of how we look at Ric Flair now and how we look back at those days. But the reality is, one of the reasons that Hulk Hogan was riding so high was because he won his matches and ended up doing so and conquering evil in a clean fashion, whereas Ric Flair, night after night after night, show after show after show, would have his title saved by the Four Horsemen. And while we think of it with great reverence, and we should because a lot of good came out of it, there was a lot of negativity done to Crockett Promotions, too, because of that style of finish. So it's a stupid idea. It's a bad idea. And in today's day and age where there's so many ways to get out of matches with finishes, with chokes, with things like that, it's an antiquated thing that has been used way too much, especially when you're closing a pay-per-view. But that shows you what these special events actually mean, and it blows me away that anybody would pay a premium price for it.
Got a question for everybody. So last night there was a three-way, Rich Swann, Brian Kendrick, TJ Perkins, three-way for the Cruiserweight title. In a three-way, there are no DQs. And so they did a spot where somebody had somebody in a submission, it doesn't matter, and the person in the submission got the ropes. Now, because there are no DQs, the guy that put the submission on, he did not have to break. Well, he broke anyway, and the referee, I don't know if the referee actually gave him the count, I think he may have, it doesn't matter. The point is, the announcers are screaming about how the guy didn't have to break the hold because there are no DQs in a three-way. They made the talent look like morons here. Now, after ranting about this, I was contacted by somebody who said, Brian, you are an idiot. Maybe you can figure out who this was. They said, listen, of course he had to break. Even if it's no DQ, you have to break when somebody gets to the ropes in a submission because they can't submit when they're in the ropes. I said, what are you talking about? Of course you can submit when you're in the ropes. They said, no, it's not false count anywhere.
That's true.
And I said, they're not outside the ring. They're still in the ring. They're just in the ropes. Being in the ropes doesn't mean you're outside the ring when you do a rope break. The rule is, if you grab the rope, you break the hold. So, the question is, in a three-way, if you're in a submission and you get the ropes and you tap out while you're in the ropes because the other guy doesn't have to break, is that a submission or not?
Well,
I need a referee. I need a licensed referee to respond to me here on Twitter, preferably, or you can give me your opinion as well via text message or tweet. If a guy in a no DQ match is in a submission hold and he gets the ropes and the other guy does not have to break, if the guy in the ropes taps out, is that the end of the match?
Well, I'll say this. Either way, the announcers, I'm kind of for what they did, but I wish somebody would have just tried to use the excuse that TJ Perkins, such a good guy, didn't want to hurt Rich Swann or something like that, because they didn't really give them an out at all. They just made TJ Perkins look bad. But then again, he and the referee both look bad, because I don't think the referee, I think he kind of half told him to break it up. Whatever it was, it just didn't come off well. And they, hey, there's a rule book for a reason, right?
Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, Mary Fismus here says, they've had a couple of matches this year where they would grab the rope, no break, so they would crawl out of the ring to break. They grab the rope, the ref tells them there is no break, so they would crawl their way out of the ring to cause their opponent to break the hold. Well, that indicates to me that they're still in danger when in the ropes.
Yeah.
Okay, imagine this. So let's say that your theory is that you can't tap out when you're in the ropes. So let's say that I put Mike in an ankle lock, and Mike crawls his way to the ropes. Impossible. As a no DQ match. and the referee cannot cause me to break the hold. So, those of you that are claiming Mike can't submit in the ropes, well, what happens if he's stuck in the ropes and I break his ankle? And Mike is screaming and saying, I quit, I quit, I quit. Never. So you're telling me the ref is going to say, sorry, dude, you can't quit. Brian's just going to keep tearing your ankle, and he's going to turn it inside out, and you may die of pain, but I'm not stopping this match.
You know what? I don't want him to stop that match. I'd have to die of pain to ever fall at your hands. Actually, you know what a better thing would be? Would be Tajiri's old tarantula. Because he would have to break that. But in a no DQ match, I'm actually with you on this one. I would figure that he would be able to submit the guy and have the guy call out, I'm done, and the match would be over. So,
yeah, what if he's in that? What if he's got a guy in a tarantula and the guy's back is broken and he gets internal bleeding and he's vomiting blood out of his mouth? The ref's going to say, sorry, dude, Tajiri, he's out of bounds. I'm not going to stop this match. I'll let the guy die here in the ropes.
Like Invader 3.
This person here says, I referee in Michigan. Yes, I totally ignored that. I consider the ropes as the out-of-bounds marker.
3.
And like a sideline in football. I also consider a count-out as a DQ. Wait a second. You're a referee and you consider a count-out a DQ? A count-out is not a DQ. A count-out is a count-out. Anyway, in a no-DQ match, a rope break would not work to break the hold, as there is no DQ, and the submission would count, and the match would stop. Licensed referee right there, agreeing
with
me.
We're going with that. Yes. Michigan, right?
Yep. Mike in Michigan. See? Licensed referee. You can submit when you're in the ropes in a no-DQ match.
Mike in Michigan. Referee Mike in Michigan.
Thank you, Mike. This person says, if a rope break can stop a pinfall in a three-way, it should also stop a submission. Maybe the submissioner shouldn't have to break the submission, but if he can't be DQ'd, because he can't be DQ'd, but a tap while holding the ropes shouldn't count either. Hmm. What about death in the ropes? Just let the guy die in there, because the referee can't stop it if the guy's in the ropes in a no-DQ match. That doesn't make sense. I agree with this referee here. Referee Mike.
Or should it just now be referee's discretion, then? Like the NFL trying to rule what's a catch and what's not.
Maybe it is referee's discretion, but I've never heard that.
Because you don't want a situation where, like, you know, like Kurt Hennig would always do this. You know the gimmick of where you get the neck tied in the ropes? You know, you go through, you second the top rope, and you get tied up in there by the neck. You know, Andre used to do it by the arms. He would fall in there, and, you know, Jake would taunt him with the snake or something like that. But what if you go in neck first? And then you put a leg lock on the guy.
What if you're in neck first and the guy's yanking on your legs and hanging you to death and you're screaming, I quit, I quit! I'm dying here! The ref's like, sorry, dude, keep wrestling.
Them's the rules.
That's ridiculous. That's preposterous.
That's what Dario Cueto would do, though. He'd come up with that idea. He may have come up with that idea.
This person says, I hated them putting the belt on Charlotte. The title has changed so much between them, it doesn't mean anything. The prestige it had when it was created has completely been depleted, in my opinion. Do you agree? Well, I do think they've changed that title too many times.
It's
I think it's six times in 7 months, if I recall.
Something like that. It's the fact that they faced each other so damn much. I mean, that really, even more than the damage of the title, is just the fact that they've dragged this thing out so damn long. And even, I guess, the most passionate Sasha and Charlotte fans, I guess, are all for this and could have it. Tommy Rich and Buzz Sawyer continue on forever, but I think for everybody else, there's a lot of fatigue here, and they drew it out a little bit longer for no other reason except they wanted to start up Charlotte and Bayley at Royal Rumble or kind of gear it everything towards January for them. And was it one match too long? It was probably a couple matches too long, and they did a lot of good work, but they have been hampered in two out of their last three big matches by these stipulations that have been put in so they could drag this thing out for them.
This person here has the nerve to say Mike is a bad referee. Who are you to say that this Mike is a bad referee? Are you a referee?
Are you from Michigan? Yeah. Have you seen him in action yet? Have you seen him? Come on.
Just because you disagree with him? This person here says Mike is the Steve Mazzagatti of wrestling. Come on, give me a break.
Damn.
Give me a break. Person says every Charlotte pay-per-view match is predictable now. If Sasha won't go over her streak, no one will. Actually, yes, someone will. It'll be Bayley at WrestleMania.
Yeah. Yep.
The whole idea of the streak is to build towards WrestleMania where the streak is broken.
You know what they actually said, though, which was, if I'm not mistaken, I have to go back and listen to this again, but I believe that they, when they Charlotte came out, they didn't focus on the fact that she had the undefeated streak in singles matches. They did note she was like, she had two or four losses. She was like 17-2 or something like that. I thought they said on network events, which it was kind of a surprise. They didn't say she was undefeated. They said she had losses, but those losses would have been in tag matches, I believe.
Let's go to the... Well, she's undefeated in title matches on pay-per-view, not undefeated on pay-per-view.
I guess, but you would figure they wouldn't have talked about, you know, the substandard record. They would have brought up the fact that she's undefeated on pay-per-view and here she goes chasing the title. They could have, I figured they would have played that into the storyline if you're going to mention it at all. Although my favorite mention of that match by far had to be your girl JoJo, who, did you hear her by chance?
No.
I cannot believe you didn't point this out, but when Charlotte defeated Becky and ended up where Charlotte defeated Sasha for that last time in regulation and she tied it up 2-2, she JoJo announced, Charlotte Flair has gone up, sport a fall.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
What she said.
She said she was up a fall or something like that. She went up.
To me, it was sport a fall, and that's the way it's going to be because she sounded really shook up and had no clue what she was doing.
What a surprise.
Oh, come on.
This person
she looked
says,
great, though.
Oh, dude. Where do you live? So I can never go there because apparently there's not one pretty girl in the whole state.
I live at the beach, bruh.
Dude, there
on
ain't
the
no
East Coast.
Pretty girls there at the beach on the East Coast.
Gorgeous women
this ain't
here.
The West Coast. If there were gorgeous women there, you wouldn't be salivating over JoJo.
Hey, dude, we got 60 degrees here right now. How's your beach?
Whatever. Charlotte versus Sasha is quickly becoming Orton versus Cena because they're running the match into the ground. Oh, man, I'm going to get in trouble here, but Orton and Cena was a much better in-ring program than this one.
Yes, it was. That's like Jim last night. No offense to the women, but you had a match that had Antonio Cesaro in it with timing to spare and a guy that when moves don't happen his way, don't pause and wait for a couple seconds to figure things out. Again, no offense to the women at all, because they did do a good job, but they, again, matches like this are, they've just been hamstrung so bad and has gone on for so long. Again, they need, Charlotte's going to be fine. We'll see what happens with Emelina and Sasha, if that's the direction they're going, but talk about, you know, flipping somebody, talked about Roman Reigns in the New Day earlier. Sorry, and I know people hate this one. Sasha Banks is a heel. She just is. I don't know why they like fighting on this one, but
welcome to my talking point from 3 months ago.
Hey, it's not like you're the only one with this. It just blows me
I'm
away.
I'm the only one.
Are you
I'm the
Roman?
Only one that talks about how Sasha ragdolls and gets hurt too much as well. In the whole world.
That is not, is it? Are you really
of
the only one that
not.
Does that?
Give me a break. Yeah, let's go to the phones. You're on the air.
It's Dave from Wisconsin.
Damn.
Oh, okay.
Dave, wake up, dude. Smile when you call.
Have you ever been to Michigan and saw Mike referee?
I've been to Michigan once. I never went to professional wrestling in Michigan. But on that issue, I would agree with Brian. I just wanted to call in to say of all the things that happened last night, I thought it was a mess show, but... I would say that it was interesting to note that Michael Cole kept using the term pay-per-view because after they launched the network, they were pretty adverse to that. So is this just a sign of Vince changing his mind on terminology again?
Either that or it's just a habit. I mean, maybe, I don't know.
It was very noticeable that they'd always say special event or whatever, they'd say network special or something like that before, but they really hammered home that this was a pay-per-view. So it just seemed interesting there. And
maybe they have a plan for next year.
I would say that I'm pretty much in your camp, Ryan. I just don't find that the women have the same amount of crispness as the male wrestlers. But if I watch something like Stardom, like they work their asses off, frankly. And it's just leaps and bounds above what the I see from pretty much every American women's wrestler. And I know most people are not going to like that, but that's just what I see in general.
Well, I want to thank you very much for the call. It's just different ways of training.
Different style.
It's I watched this.
You don't have to be so exasperated about it.
I mean, I can be. I watched The Breaking Ground and this Aaliyah. Like, all she could think about was what crazy, wacky thing she was going to do in her entrance. And I mean, it's just different.
I know.
It's just different. Now it's all about, it's a bunch of younger wrestlers coming up, and they remember WWE, big moves, and big spectacular stunts, and the memorable things that WWE replays over and over and over and over and over and over again, and the history that they create, and they want to make the history. And the history that they want to make is not the history of, boy, there was an amazing Iron Man match with Shawn Michaels and Bret Hart at WrestleMania, which actually was not that amazing, quite frankly, in the history of Iron Man matches. But, you know, Sasha wants... all I heard about around Hell in a Cell was how these girls so badly wanted to do something off the cage. It's like, really, that's the main thing that's on your mind is doing something off the cage? How about having, like, a great match? And to so many of the younger stars today, a great match is about... what crazy thing are we going to do? What dive are we going to do? What are we going to do to get the fans to chant, this is awesome, or whatever their wacky chant is? That's what their idea of creating history is now. It's not about going in there and having a great wrestling match. And there's not even, I'm not even saying that there's anything wrong with that. That's what the audience wants today. The audience sits on its hands during wrestling. The audience is there to see singing and dancing and promos and jumping off high things. So if that's what your audience wants, then I guess that's what you got to give them. But it's also a much smaller audience than there's ever been before, because when you have a style that's built around running and jumping and singing and dancing and falling off high things, you're greatly limiting your audience. It's harder to get into the people and the storylines and everything like that.
Yeah, that's why, like, the Hell in a Cell match, it was every 3 minutes spot. And it got to the point where it was obvious that this is what they were doing. Last night, when it came to the pinfalls, same way. In a different aspect of what you're saying, you brought it up last night on the show with Vinny, and it's true. Did Jericho and Rollins get the respect from the fans it deserved? No, because they were doing a wrestling match.
They did nothing that played into the storyline of either of those matches.
Yeah.
Like, Seth Rollins should have been out there trying to kill Chris Jericho, because in storyline, he said, I got to take this guy out in order to get to Kevin Owens, who I need to take out in order to get to Triple H. So those words indicate Chris Jericho needs to be out of WWE. Kevin Owens needs to be out of WWE. This is the only way I will get to Triple H.
And very quickly.
And then he goes in there and does moves.
Yeah. Well, hey, Rusev and Big Cass, as somebody pointed out last night, locked up. Why?
Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me. Stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. When you think of Dee Snider's Twisted Sister, what comes to mind? Rebellion, tongue-in-cheek humor, raucous hair metal guitars, blue eyeshadow in the rocking 80s, perhaps. Well, recently Dee reworked one of his songs as a beautifully stark and touching piano ballad, turning his best love record into a powerful tool for a very important cause. Join me over at focusonrock.com for the full story about the helping hand of the new We're Not Gonna Take It.
This Black Friday weekend, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With doorbuster deals like a Savannah acoustic or Rogue electric guitar, your choice just $59. A complete PVP 5-piece drum kit by DW for $299. A Mitchell ukulele for just $29. Or a 12-pack of D'Addario guitar strings for $25. Save up to 40% on gear in every department. And go to GuitarCenter.com to download your money-saving coupon now. Doors open Friday at 6 a.m. Black Friday weekend at Guitar Center. In-store and online.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Person here says, it's not that Sasha herself is a heel, but the character of being the boss is a heel character. It's not just that. It's like her promos.
Didn't
comes
she
off
say,
as,
your daddy loves me more or something? I mean, it was such a heel thing to do. And she's,
she was saying it to a baby face.
I guess. The persona is
or a
so...
heel. She was saying it to another heel.
Well, still.
Point of this is her character is a very heelish character.
Her Hopefully and Reigns both.
Turn soon. Alex here says, in the U.S., you can only get the Spanish commentary on the WWE Network. Fine with me.
I'm good.
With me. This person says, why did Mick Foley have to throw in a towel to stop the match last night? Can't he just call it off like he's done before? You know what? I didn't even think about this till right now, but maybe the reason that Foley came out with a giant white towel, which was almost bigger than he was at this point,
hanging out with John Thompson,
was the same thing that they did on the show last Monday, in that Sammy had been killed for 7 straight minutes and Foley knew he had something in him, so he came out with a giant white towel to motivate that guy. And it worked, by the way.
Oh, I thought he was going to wrap him in it and, like, swaddle him or something.
But my point is, not one announcer brought that up as a possibility. I just now thought of it right now. Maybe they'll play that up on the story on the show tonight.
Well, if it took you that long, how can you expect Byron Saxton to pick up on something like that?
Byron Saxton won't pick it up after they explain it to him.
That's true.
But he'll be funny, because
he won't.
Much better than Otunga.
He sucks.
We're out of time, everybody. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, etc. Going to be back later on today with Dave Meltzer, talking all of the news in pro wrestling and mixed martial arts, Raw, and more. Check it out tonight. Thanks, Mike, as always. All the callers, listeners, texters, tweeters, everybody at Sports Byline USA. We'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.